The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Thursdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by Tom Rosenbach and his team at Bean Carter. They're one of America's top accounting and business firms. They're based in West Michigan, but service the entire state and coast to coast. You can find out more at beancarter.com. They can help your business now. That's beancarter.com. Thursdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by Bean Carter.
Tomorrow marks the five-year anniversary of the passing of former Grand Rapids Forest Hills Northern and Michigan State punter Mike Sadler. To honor his legacy, the Huge Radio Network will replay the Mike Sadler tribute show we originally aired on July 25th, 2016, to celebrate the life of Mike Sadler on and off the field. Make sure to help honor the legacy of Mike by visiting michaelsadlerfoundation.org.
Welcome back to the Huge Show all across the Huge Radio Network. It's Joe Jason sitting in for Bill Simonson today. Mitch Lyons is in studio with us as well, a Spartan for life and a former Husky at Forest Hills Northern High School. And he was brought in the studio today because a tragic death of former Michigan State punter Mike Sadler, a driver in a car that containing two other kickers. And also losing his life was Nebraska punter Sam Foltz, who died in the crash. LSU kicker Colby Delahousse transported to a hospital with injuries. They were all attending a weekend punting camp, the Coles National Invitational Scholarship Camp for high school kickers. And for Mike Sadler, obviously, it's doubly tough to take for the people in West Michigan, because not only was Mike Sadler a part of the Michigan State football family and the Spartan Nation, but also he was part of the Forest Hills Northern family in West Michigan that's so near and dear to the people in Grand Rapids on our flagship station, 107.3 WBBL FM. And so Mitch is in the studio with us today. And Mitch, you've, over the last couple of hours, it's been very nice to have you here, because you've had an opportunity to kind of put a silver lining bow, if you will, or maybe a smile on the faces of many who knew Mike as kind of the funniest guy, not only the smartest guy in the room, but maybe the funniest guy in the room, too.
Yeah, you know, I think to be honest with you, it's helped me just to come in here and talk about him and hear other people talk about him, and it just helps the healing process. You know, it's not going to go away quickly, and certainly not for his family, and that's what tears me up the most, is just what they're going through. But, you know, you just keep moving on, and the more we share with one another, and, you know, hopefully over time the pain will dissipate, but the memories won't, and that's the important thing, is he left some great memories for all of us to enjoy.
All of our guests do appear courtesy of the Metro Health Medicine guest line. And joining us now to talk about Mike Sadler is a friend of Mike's and a former MSU football player himself. Number 63 is with us, Travis Jackson from Michigan State University. Travis, thanks so much for being here today and sharing your thoughts on Mike Sadler. I know it's got to be a tough day for you, but we certainly appreciate you being with us today and talking to us all across the state of Michigan. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about how a guy from New Albany, Ohio, winds up partnering up with Mike Sadler, becoming buddies. How did that? When did you first run into Mike, and how did your relationship develop over time?
Yeah, you know, we came in with that 2010 class, and I think it kind of all starts freshman year. And you know, from the second Mike walks in a room, he kind of commands attention, and you could tell there's something special about him. And there was a really cool block of rooms down in Case Hall. Connor Cruz and Mike Sadler lived together, and then Maxwell and Nico Palazzetti's rooms were attached to each other. So I think our whole recruiting class spent a lot of time in those two rooms, because those are just, you know, four very charismatic guys. And I think it was our sophomore or junior year, and they asked me and Mike to come on to President Simon's radio show. And we're sitting across from each other, and, you know, President Simon's asking us questions, and we start kind of just feeding off of each other like we did when we're just, you know, together hanging out. And we're like, man, maybe we should do something with this. And, he's kind of the genius behind the whole thing. And, if you know Mike, you know, when he wants to do something, he gets it done. So, that's kind of how we paired up on Thicket then.
My, your sophomore season, Travis, you had an injury. A lot of times the mental state as well as the physical state can play into that. Did Mike have any help for you at all when you went down with that knee injury and a broken leg back in 2012? I mean, did he provide some comic relief for you to get you through all that?
Yeah, you know, you spent time with the specialists because you're doing lifting while the other guys are practicing. Specialists come on for their periods, and then once they were done, if they had it done early in practice, they come in the weight room with the injured guys, and he always brought a lot of comic relief. And not only that, you know, he made you feel special. I think that's something that he was really good at doing. When you had some one-on-one time with him, or you just ran into him for 10 to 20 seconds, a way of making you feel special. And I think you're kind of seeing that through the social media and the people all reaching out, how many people that he made feel special.
Travis, Mitch Lyons here, and thanks again for coming on. I know it's a painful day for you, but we're trying to help the healing process here. Just telling some stories amongst ourselves, and it's been great. We had Coach Dion and Mark Hollis, and it's great to have you on. So, you know, I've shared a couple things that kind of just cracked me up over the time, and petting the cat and plastering Narduzzi's office with pictures of him and his pictures of him and his Speedo. And you know, what are some things you obviously spent a lot of time, you know, whether it was Case Hall or over at the football building, what are maybe some a story or two you might be able to share with the audience just to kind of just show what kind of nut he was?
Yeah, you know, honestly, as we all been grieving here, you know, you find yourself and you find a little chuckle here and there just because of something he did or the way he made you feel. And as you're going to, you know, post something to him and you want to honor him, it's almost tough sometimes not to put up those funny pictures because, you know, that's how we would have wanted it.
Absolutely.
And I was kind of going through Twitter today and I saw, you know, let's celebrate his life, and obviously in a very tough time, but kind of actually one of my, you know, when I think of Mike Sadler, one of the things is that he made the most of everything, anything he did, you know, finished his bachelor's degree in like 2 years, 2.5 years, finished his master's, going to Stanford Law School. Like, he just made the most out of anything. But he also did that in some pretty funny ways. And I actually got married and he came out and we're at my wedding. And so it was open bar, but of course Sadler wasn't happy with how small the drink glasses were, and they weren't selling doubles. So yeah, I'm walking around talking to people, and he comes up to me, and he had taken one of the candles out of the candle holders and made the bar fill it up with his favorite drink. And it was just the most, it was just perfect Mike Sadler. It was just the way that he made the most of things. It made it so funny. And I was just dying laughing. I was like, only he could get away with that. And then I swear an hour later, he comes up when one of the vases that our flowers were in, he had filled that up with wine, and it was just so perfect. And he's walking around, huge smile on his face. And it was kind of one of those things where, it would be, you know, my last memory being with him was him coming up, you know, giving me a big hug at the end of the night, and just in perfect fashion, you know, just made with those two interactions with him and spending time with him Friday night, just, you know, made a weekend that was special, so much more special. And, that's kind of what he's done at MSU, and it's done with his whole life. And you know, and some say it was short, but he just made a huge impact in those years. And it's tough, man. It still doesn't feel real, be honest with you, and kind of dreading the whole closure thing. But he's just such a special guy, and I think honestly when we get together, I think the laughs will go around, and I think that's exactly how he would have wanted it.
Travis Jackson with us, the former Michigan State football player, close friend of Mike Sadler. Being a guy from Ohio and Mike being a guy from Michigan, and you obviously got a lot of love during your high school career from the Columbus Dispatch. You know, for most people in Michigan, there's not a whole lot of love for Columbus or most places in Ohio. Was Mike ever in your grill about any of that?
Nah, he was pretty cool about it. I think he had a lot of decisions. I mean, there's not much you can do when you argue with Mike because he's smarter than you. So there's not much. If you tried to argue with Mike, that's just a losing battle. So anytime I just, yep, you got it, Mike. I took his side on things. And that's kind of how he was, just so smart, so witty. You don't want to get in, as you can see on Twitter, you don't want to get into a beef with him.
Well, Travis, you your class in particular, you know, had a one of the most storied runs in MSU history, and you and Mike in that class, obviously. You know, and I think back on the the Kirk Cousins and the guys that came after him in terms of leadership skills. You know, what set Mike apart? You know, I was talking to the guys earlier about with kickers, they're they're kind of the non-football players on the team, so to speak. You know, they're not out there busting their hump every day in the same way like you grunts on the offensive line and defensive line are. How did Mike lead as a punter? Yeah, he was a humorous guy, but tell us a little bit about what kind of role he played in that, from that standpoint, for maybe younger guys on the team.
Yeah, and you touched on it there. From a field standpoint, they may not have as a, be in the grind with them, but in the locker room, they're another guy in there, and and that's where he was so important, man. He was just always in that locker room, keeping people up. There's those days when you get down, and everyone has those, and he'd always be cracking jokes and making light of things. Definitely during camp, and you know how he is with his dry sense of humor, and it made you feel better about your situation. And like I said before, he had just that way of making someone feel special in so short a time. And just being in the presence of someone like that is just so healthy, and that's the impact that he left on the Spartans. And I think he kind of epitomized exactly what Coach D was looking for. Coach D always preached, I'm not looking just for a football player. I'm looking for a good man who is a football player. And I think Mike Sadler was everything that Coach D looked for. It was kind of the model recruit.
Well, he certainly was, Travis. And you're a good man yourself. And we certainly appreciate you coming on. And I know it's going to be a tough time saying goodbye and bringing closure, but I know that's going to be start of the healing process when all you guys get together and have some laughs at Mike's memories and whatnot. So hang in there, buddy, and thanks a lot. And I love you as a brother, and thanks for coming on.
I love you too, Mitch. Thanks, Joe.
You bet. Travis Jackson with us, the former Michigan State football player, close friend of Mike Sadler, joining us on the Metro Health Medicine guest line. It's kind of interesting to hear the humorous story. Part of it want to make you laugh. Part of it want to make you cry. It kind of makes you want to cry with everything that you see. This young man so full of life, and all of a sudden that's just gone.
Yeah, and you could hear it in Travis's voice. I mean, Travis is a great kid too. I mean, his parents I got to know real well in his time there, and just a solid kid, like you said. Coach D, tries to get good men and good football players, and those are two of the finest right there. And he spoke of, I kind of forgot that when he was talking about he and Mike doing the interviews with Coach Simon, well, they ended up doing a podcast themselves the last couple of years after that. That's what he was referencing there, and where they had their own little weekly show, and both pretty witty guys. So, but yeah, with Travis getting married, I saw some of the pictures from that day with the guys lined up and whatnot. So it'll be tough saying goodbye, but like I said, hopefully it'll help these guys heal.
And we are hearing some healing stories, not only from the Michigan State Spartan family, but we'll get some stories as well now from Forest Hills Northern. Is joining us is the principal of the Huskies, John Gregory, joining us on the Metro Health Medicine guest line. Joe Jason in for Bill Simonson. John, thanks so much for stopping by and being able to share some time with us about Mike. Tell us about, first of all, thank you. And secondly, tell us about how your relationship started with Mike Sadler.
Well, thanks for having me. I think very similar to a lot of the stories you've heard, just when Mike comes into a room, he lights up the room and you're drawn to him. It's not like he walks in and has an ego that he wants you to be there. It's just his charisma just draws you into him. So early on in his high school career, he's just somebody that starts talking to you and you build that relationship over time.
Tell us a little bit about him as a football player. Obviously, you know him as a punter, but obviously to be that kind of an athlete and to obviously punt at a high level in the Big Ten and for the Michigan State Spartans, what kind of an athlete was he in school?
Well, he also played basketball, and He's just one of those kids who was driven. He was driven to do the very best that he could. He was the kind of kid who would be down there in the summer asking if he could be on the field to practice his punting, or he'd be there after practice in the gym taking extra shots. He just wanted to do what he could do to help the team be a success.
John, Mitch Lyons here. Maybe tell us a little bit about Mike in terms of coming back. I know I read an article, I think maybe it was you quoted, that said he'd come back this spring. Was that a regular occurrence for Mike coming back, maybe in the summers or on school breaks and whatnot?
Absolutely. He would show up a couple times a year, whether it was just to stop in and say hello to office staff, teachers. He would go into our broadcasting room and be interviewed and help the students in the broadcasting room work on their skills. Stop down and talk to Coach Moffitt, the new football coach today, and he said Mike was just there in the last couple weeks working with some of the players this summer down on the field. So it was something where Mike was consistently stopping in and giving back to the Huskies.
Yeah, well, that's being a former Husky myself, I'd always share a little, Husky pride wink or a high five or fist bump with him, and I was glad to see him come on there when he came, and he certainly was a joy watching him. And it's pretty fresh still, but any thoughts on maybe doing something within the school to honor Mike's legacy?
Absolutely, we've had some preliminary conversations about doing some different things, but really want to wait till we can have that conversation with the family as well to make sure we're honoring Mike in the right way and the way that they see fit as well, and so they can be a part of that.
Sure.
John, tell us what goes through your mind a little bit. Your head has to be spinning a little bit. First of all, you hear the news. The television station, wants you to come down and be on TV. You're asked to be here on the Huge Show and talk. What races through your mind? You want to remember some things. You have some things you want to obviously honor Mike with, some of the storytelling, but it almost has to be like a fire drill.
Absolutely. It's still that shock. It's that, God, I wish I'd just wake up and figure that it was a nightmare or find out it was a nightmare. I got that call yesterday, and it was like, this can't be. It's Mike Sadler. He had so much in front of him yet, and knowing Mike, he had so much to give that we're going to miss out on. You're going to miss seeing him show up with that smile on his face and either dressed all goofy like he would every once in a while in school, or reading his Twitter feed and just all those things. It's not going to be there, and that hurts.
And I'm sure, we talk about it in the athletic sense. Everyone's talking about him as a punter, but I'm sure that there are people in the Forest Hills Northern Husky family right now who are feeling this a great loss on the academic side too. A lot of teachers and a lot of people who are mentors of Mike who didn't have anything to do with sports and are feeling just as bad as everybody else at this point as well.
Absolutely. I think that you probably could not find a teacher that was in the building when Mike was there, even if they didn't have him as a student, that didn't know Mike Sadler. Again, just because of who he was and the type of person he was. And I've heard from several staff members already just who are hurting and, want to know what they can do to help and remember Mike and do something to honor his legacy that he left at Northern High School.
John, one thing I've tried to do today is try to lighten it up a little bit with each person that has come on, whether it's coaches or ex-teammates. His hijinks at MSU is well known, but I'm sure it stemmed from some earlier hijinks at the high school level. Are there any maybe over the last couple of days stories that you remember maybe that came up, just some of his humor, maybe that or hijinks or pranks or whatever that come to mind from his days at Forest Hills Northern?
Yeah, I think some of the things we were talking about even today in the building were when he would just show up with maybe one other buddy and they'd be dressed just something goofy. One time they showed up as lumberjacks and they were wearing Daisy Dukes and long wigs and flannel shirts. Another day they showed up and they were wearing skirts and dressed up like nursemaids. Another student just reminded me today, and I don't recall this, but in fact, he posted it on his Twitter feed. Mike was the kind of person that just got along with everybody, and he's the only person he knew that could walk down the middle of the hallway dressed in just a Speedo and gold medals around his neck looking like an Olympic swimmer and get away with it. So that was Mike. I mean, you know, that was, of course, before all the social media, so he had to find his other ways to have that creative outlet go out there. But, again, always respectful and just a great, great guy.
Yeah, well, thanks for sharing those memories. That's funny. And the Speedo thing, I guess, started earlier than I thought. I know there were some Speedo stories at MSU, and I shared earlier how he plastered Pat Narduzzi's office with pictures of him in the Speedo. And not just pictures in the Speedo. They were, you know, punting form with his foot raised all the way up. Things you don't want to see a guy doing in a Speedo. And he had them all over Narduzzi's office. It's funny to hear that he even did it back at FHN. So, well, thanks a lot for coming on. I know it's a painful time for you, but we sure appreciate you sharing some of that and just kind of helping us all heal by sharing together.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, John. John Gregory, Forest Hills Northern Principal, joining us on the Huge Radio Network, part of the Metro Health Medicine guest line, where all of our guests do appear. More to come, along with Mitch Lyon in studio. It's Joe Jason for Bill Simonson as we continue with more on the life of Mike Sadler after this.
Michael Robert Sadler with My Honor. Sadler under pressure to bang one here. He'll take the snap at his 10-yard line. Oh, he'll run it. He runs to his right. He's at the 25 and the 30. He's still with it out at the 40-yard line. Out of bounds with a first down and change at the 49-yard line.
Somebody would ask me, you know, how much time I spent in the weight room this past offseason, because I think the pipes are looking pretty good. I guess a little worms just crawling around in there. No, not really. No, I'm lucky enough to have some fun questions be asked of me. And, you know, I like to have fun on it.
Mike Sadler with his fifth punt of the ball game. Riley McCarron deep for Iowa. Oh, it's a fake. Mike Sadler running to his right. He's got some green grass in front of him. He's into Iowa territory, and he's out of bounds across the way. With a first down and then some, folks. Nico Law knocked him out of bounds. Mike Sadler continues to do great things for the Spartans.
Now that my career here is coming to a close, I've had a lot of time to kind of look back and reflect on everything that I've done. And I've been very fortunate in my time here at Michigan State to have lots of success, both as a team and as an individual. I think winning the 2014 Rose Bowl is probably the highlight of my time here, something that hasn't been done in decades at Michigan State. Individually, I've also had a very good career. I've been an All-American both on and off the field. And really, the academic awards mean more to me than anything, just because those are going to be with me for my whole life. We understand that our athletic careers are fleeting, and they're not going to last forever. But what we do in the classroom and what we will learn while we're here is really going to be with us for a lifetime.
You're listening to the Mike Sadler Tribute Show on the Huge Radio Network. Help honor the legacy of Mike by visiting michaelsadlerfoundation.org. That's michaelsadlerfoundation.org.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute's Purple Community. Now, your community can be a part of raising awareness and money to help Parkinson's and cancer research at Van Andel Institute, which is located on the west side of the state in downtown GR. They are world-renowned when it comes to cancer and Parkinson's research and more. You can go to VAI.org to find out about what they're doing each and every day to try and save lives. And if you want to have your own event, your own Purple celebration in your community to raise awareness and money for cancer and Parkinson's research. Get all the details at purplecommunity.vai.org.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the TwinSpires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. TwinSpires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We now continue with the Mike Sadler Tribute Show on the Huge Radio Network.
Broadcasting live from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studios, Joe Jason for Bill Simonson on the Huge Show. Become a fan of the Huge Show on Facebook by logging onto thehugeshow.net. All of our guests appear courtesy of the Metro Health Medicine guest line. And we thank our guests earlier today, Drew Neitzel, former Michigan State University guard joining us, athletic director Mark Hollis, from Michigan State, and also head football coach Mark D'Antonio joining us today. Travis Jackson, the former Michigan State football player, close friend of Mike Sadler, joined us, and John Gregory, the Forest Hills Northern principal, all joining us. The tragedy that affected the lives of many in West Michigan, especially across our flagship station at 107.3 FM WBBL, as Mike Sadler, the former punter of Michigan State, was killed in a tragic car accident. We've been honoring his memory with a lot of humorous stories and people who knew him, including Donna from Saline, who now joins us on the Miller Lite hotline to talk about one Mike Sadler. Donna, thanks for hanging on there. We appreciate it. Welcome to the Huge Show.
Thank you.
Well, tell us a little bit about your relationship and how you knew Mike Sadler.
So my son is Tabor Pepper, the long snapper at MSU the past 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
But the first three of those, Mike was his punter. So not a lot of people always know much about the specialists, but the specialists are the punters, the kickers, and the long snappers. And just like any other position, they have their own team meetings and, you know, position meetings. So it's pretty much, you know, those five, six, seven guys in a room together a lot of the time.
Sure.
So, you know, obviously those specialists have gotten to be really close. And then on the flip side of that, the parents, MSU parents travel well anyway, but the specialist parents tend to, you know, stay in the hotels together and, you know, grab dinner together before or after a game and tailgate, you know, with all the other parents as well. So we've gotten to be good friends with his parents and, you know, see Mike. And even since he's graduated, he was at the bowl game this year and hung out with us the night after the game, the night before the game. So, you know, it just, they become a part of your family. You have your own son there, but you magically have 99 other sons also.
Sure. Now, Taylor was, he's a little bit younger, right, than Mike? Is that what it was?
Tabor graduated a year behind Mike, but Mike had a redshirt season, I believe, and Tabor did not. So they're probably 2 years difference in age, but just a year apart from graduating from school.
Donna, how did you find out the news? Did Tabor hear first, or did you hear, or how did that all happen?
No, as a matter of fact, I heard, I was bringing my daughter home from a volleyball camp, and...
Oh, we've lost her in some way here. Sorry about that. Anyway, Donna, thanks so much. Donna Pepper on the phone with us, talking about her son, Tabor Pepper, who's just 22 years old and the long snapper for the Spartans, but we certainly appreciate her call. We've got Donna back on the phone right now. Can we go to her real quick? Donna, I'm glad you're with us. Thanks for rejoining us.
I was sitting in the same spot, so I'm not sure how that happened.
No,
but anyway, our friends, the wife is on staff at Mike's High School, and they've mm-hmm. gotten a staff text message, and they called to give us their condolences, and we had not heard. Most of the boys had not heard yet, so it was quite a shock. I had to pull over on the side of the road and kind of digest it, you know, for a few minutes, and it's stunning. Obviously, I mean, you don't think about with, you know, these boys this age that, you know, that this could be the last time you see them or whatever. But sadly, they and their parents are learning that lesson the hard way. So it's, you know, the last thing I said to my husband before bed was, I think it's always sad when you lose someone you know, and someone young especially, but with Mike, he was just such a big personality that that is what leaves so much emptiness. And it's not, when I say a big personality, it's not like he was the center of attention necessarily. People wanted to be with him, you know, and to hear him and to hear the wit that you keep talking, hearing people talk about, because it was wicked. He had an amazing wit. He was funny. He always was smiling. You know, he just, he was a funny guy.
Well, Don, I know this hasn't been easy for you, but we certainly appreciate your time. Thanks so much for calling in and sharing your thoughts. Uh-huh. You bet. Donna Pepper with us, who is the mother of Tabor Pepper, the long snapper for Michigan State and close friend, of course, with Mike Sadler. And we've been honoring his memory today with some humorous stories and obviously the gut-wrenching story that all took us by surprise as the former Michigan State player killed in a car accident, along with Nebraska's punter as well, and another injured punter in that accident. But we wish well to all of the Sadler family and all those associated, not only with Michigan State football, but the friends and families at Forest Hills Northern as well. We thank Mitch Lyons for being in studio with us today. Drew Neitzel, the former Michigan State guard who knew him. Coach Mark D'Antonio, who joined us from the football team. Mark Hollis, the athletic director. And Travis Jackson, the former MSU player, close friend of Mike's. And John Gregory, the Forest Hills Northern principal, for joining us as well. Joe Jasonen for Bill Simonson today, all across the state of Michigan. And we're celebrating the life of Mike Sadler right here on the Huge Radio Network.
You're listening to the Mike Sadler Tribute Show on the Huge Radio Network. Help honor the legacy of Mike by visiting michaelsadlerfoundation.org. That's michaelsadlerfoundation.org.
Score a major payday with BetMGM. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. It's the best time to sign up for the King of Sportsbooks because they're giving new customers a shot at an easy $100. Register using my code SHEPBET100 and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 money line wager on the Chicago or DC United game. And if either team scores a goal, you win, regardless of your bet's outcome. Whether you're raising the stakes on basketball and hockey or wagering on your favorite baseball team, BetMGM is always ready for action. Enjoy innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to win $100 when you bet $1 on the Chicago or DC United game. And if either team scores a goal, you're an automatic winner. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
10 for 10 is back at Meijer. Buy 10 items and get the 11th free. Save more across the store with 10 for 10 savings on things like Oscar Mayer Lunchables, Coca-Cola or Pepsi 2-liter bottles, plus deposit where applicable, limit 22, Totino's frozen party pizzas, and Meijer reclosable snacker sandwich bags. Plus, Meijer home delivery is just $4.95 all summer long. Enjoy more savings with 10 for 10 at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Hey, it's Anthony Bellino from X's and Bros. Join me, Danny Cahalan, and Ryan Elke tomorrow morning at 6 to talk about the Lions, Wolverines, Spartans, and all things Michigan on your local station and online anytime at MichiganSportsNetwork.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We now continue with the Mike Sadler Tribute Show on the Huge Radio Network.
Joe Jasonen for Bill Simonson right here on the Huge Radio Network. Thanks to all of our guests again. Drew Neitzel, Mark Hollis, the AD at MSU, head coach Mark D'Antonio, Travis Jackson, John Gregory from Forest Hills Northern, and all of you who have called in today honoring the memory of Mike Sadler, who was tragically killed in a car accident. And that has been the focus of our show today, and especially the people who are hurting all across West Michigan, the Forest Hills Northern family as well. You know, over the years, Mike Sadler has been a featured guest with Bill right here on the Huge Radio Network. And because of that, the fine staff here has put together some interesting clips that I'm sure you'll enjoy. So over the years, like we said, Mike has been a featured guest with Bill right here on the Huge Radio Network. So what we'd like to do is leave you today with some special moments that Mike Sadler had with interactions with Bill. And what it will show you is Mike's true love for Michigan State football.
Mike Sadler, he's joining us live here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Mike, you were part of Mark D'Antonio and the Spartan football program and their rise. You sat there, you played with that football team, you watched it all come together. What was the biggest thing that happened while you were there that really set up the Spartan football program to reach new heights?
Well, you know, I don't think that it was one particular event. I think it was the culmination of having all the right people in the right places at the right time. That goes back to Mark Hollis getting Mark D'Antonio to come to Michigan State. Back when I committed in 2009, this was a program that still really wasn't on its feet. They weren't at the point where they were selling results. They were selling a vision. They were selling hope. But I felt confident in those coaches that they were going to take us to where they said they were going to. And when I came out of high school, I had offers to go to programs that were already established, LSU, Alabama, to name a couple. But the people at MSU really sold me on everything, and I think a lot of people would say the same thing. So having the right people in place and doing things the right way, going about everything with dignity and class, it brings results. It brings results, and it's not something that happens overnight. It takes time, but you can see that the results speak for themselves now.
You know, Mike, you talked about turning down bigger established programs at the time back in 2009 when you were coming out of Grand Rapids, Forest Hills, Northern. Is it all about trusting a coach? How much did your parents have a say in it? Is it you by yourself when the coaches are recruiting you? Even though bigger established schools were doing it, what really was the selling point that made you say yes to Michigan State?
Well, it was just the right fit overall for me. I obviously valued my parents' input in everything, but they told me that it was my decision and I had to do what was right for me. At Michigan State, I just got the vibe that it would be a good match for me both athletically and academically. And that was a big thing for me coming out of high school. I wanted somewhere that I could redshirt to have that extra year, not only to prepare on the field, but also to get one more year's worth of education under my belt. They just sold me on Michigan State, the athletic coaches, obviously, and the academic faculty did a great job of setting up a plan for me that we executed, and I'm really glad I went there. I have no regrets.
Mike Sadler, he is joining us in studio, former Spartan punter, and you know, there's a lot of things when you the backstory to talking about where Michigan State football is at today, Mike. You can look at that Alabama game. You can talk about the Minnesota game they had to win. You can look at when they're getting booed off the field and they didn't have a quarterback and then they have a running back and there's Langford, there's Cook. Look what happened. You know, all these things that almost look like they're scripted out, but they're real. And I guess the common thread is that these teams stayed together.
They always stayed together, and that's... It started happening off the field before it happened on the field. So many people see the product but not the process. And this turnaround started as soon as Coach D'Antonio got to campus. And just recruiting some of those guys in his first couple of recruiting classes, whether it's Kirk Cousins or other guys that just had exemplary leadership, good character, it started with them. And that was really the foundation of our program moving forward.
Yeah, and you talk about the off-the-field process. When did that start? When you arrived on campus and you could feel the change happening? You could, not on the field. I'm not talking about wins and losses. I'm talking off the field.
Well, it was something that started before I even got there, to be honest. I think D'Antonio came in 2007, 2008. I came in 2010. So it was something that just seemed natural to me. There was nothing drastic from the time I got there to the time I left. There were some small changes along the way that you notice in retrospect, but I think that started as soon as he got there, as soon as he got to campus, Mark D'Antonio, just recruiting the players he did, going about his business in the way that he did was special. Again, it's not one person, it's not one moment. The only thing that you can point to is Mark D'Antonio's leadership.
Yeah, and then you get the guys, and then you get your classes start getting older. They mature as players on the field, off the field, and it becomes that process that you're talking about.
Yeah. You know, we talk about that all the time. You need to love the process, and you need to love hard work. The first time that I ever met Ken Manny, he didn't ask me anything about football, didn't ask about my grades, fortunately. He looked me right in the eye and said, "Do you love hard work?" Okay, kind of a weird question, especially.
And you're a punter, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to show up. I'm going to do some bicep curls and be on my way. not a chance. Not a chance at Michigan State. So they do a really good job of making you love hard work and beating out any entitlement that players have entering. And there's not a lot to begin with. They make sure to weed the entitled people out during the recruiting process. But I think that's another thing that you can point to is just the humility. There's never been a lack of confidence in these teams, but they're always incredibly humble. I remember my freshman year of camp, Harlan Barnett, now the co-defensive coordinator, told everybody to be humble or be humbled. And that's something that just kept popping up throughout the course of my 5 years there. And learning how to handle success was probably more important than learning how to handle failure. And to be able to go through games, to win a lot of football games. I don't know how many football games I started in and won, but it was a lot of them. But just to be able to stay humble throughout the whole process and to stay hungry and always want to be one step better tomorrow than you are today really kept a lot of people going.
When you look back, and Mike Sadler, former Michigan State punter, joining us in studio talking Michigan State football. When you look back on the process, what do you really appreciate that you didn't appreciate as much when you were there playing for Michigan State in D'Antonio?
Well, this is going to be like the worst cliche that you've ever had on the show, but I didn't stop and smell the roses throughout my time at Michigan State. I was so
even at the Rose Bowl,
maybe a little bit of an exception there, but the one piece of advice that I give to any player right now is to enjoy everything there. I was always so wrapped up in school or trying to be a better football player.
So intense, maybe too intense. It's self-imposed too intense, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. And, it's tough to be happy when you're always trying to get better. Certainly you need to find a balance of appreciating where you're at, but never being satisfied. When you look back on it, though, there was no reason not to enjoy every second. We have a great fan base that's there every Saturday cheering you on. They travel well. They're going to do everything they can for you. They have great leadership, whether it's President Simon, Mark Hollis, Tom Izzo, you name it. There's just so many reasons to be grateful. And it's hard to notice until you actually reflect back on that time. So I was a little bit too absorbed. So I think that would probably be my biggest regret looking back in the last 5 years.
And you're a punter that was too absorbed.
I was.
Nothing against punters being too absorbed, right. But he just wanted to be the best, class. On the field, off the field, and again, you're young, too. You're growing. It's not just football. I mean, when you arrived, what were you, 17, 18, probably, right?
Yeah, 18 years old. 18 years old, but at least at Michigan State, you never see people that are satisfied with just being good at football. Everybody always has a story, something else that they want to be good at. We're never satisfied with being only football players. So we strive for excellence in all areas of our lives. And, certainly some people achieve that more so than others do. But it's not just me as a punter. It's not just Connor Cook as a quarterback, Kirk Cousins as a quarterback, or, his faith, whatever it is. Everybody wants to do a little bit better than what they're currently doing in any endeavor.
A lot of times when we're done with a school, a coach, maybe sometimes even in a workplace, we appreciate the people who guided us more when we're done. Or away from them, or there's a change. When you look back, do you appreciate Mark D'Antonio more for what he did for you now than you did when you were playing?
Oh, absolutely. And it's not just limited to Mark D'Antonio. It's Ken Manny, especially. He's one of those people.
That strength and conditioning guy's getting a lot of airtime there, Michael.
Yeah, I'll probably get a text from him. And,
Stairs or something at the stadium.
I would probably do it, too, because I'm still terrified. But, not just Mark D'Antonio, not just Ken Manny, but Mark Hollis. He did a lot for me. All the athletic support staff that was there. There were a whole lot of people that went out of their way to make sure that I could be in this position today. And I'm very grateful for that. And it's one of those things, again, where you're so just tied up in the day-to-day, just waking up early for that workout, getting to class on time, going to practice.
Then it's over, right?
Yeah, it's over just like that. And I think that was probably the most difficult part of the last time we played Alabama in the Capital One Bowl, is as soon as that clock hit zero for the bowl game, the seniors are done. They're gone. There's no more involvement in the program. You fly back in the team charter, and then go your own way. And a lot of people from other schools have struggled with that. I know a lot of people dislike having going from so much structure to nothing just overnight. But the coaching staff does a great job at Michigan State of still staying involved in your life, whether that's just giving you a call once a week just to check in what's going on. I get a text from the football operations guys, the minions, if you will, behind the whole thing, saying, hey, Coach D wants to know what you're doing with your life right now. How's everything going? And that kind of stuff just means the world to you to know that this guy's here making a lot of money to win football games, but he's still going out of his way to make sure that you're doing well as a person. So to answer your question, yes, I loved everything about it. I do appreciate those guys more now that I'm done, now that I can see them more as friends, not coaches. I think that has a big thing to do with it. So, they've had a big impact on my life.
You're listening to the Mike Sadler Tribute Show on the Huge Radio Network. Help honor the legacy of Mike by visiting michaelsadlerfoundation.org. That's michaelsadlerfoundation.org.